Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Mills. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Mills. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ace Parker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Finney catches it and steps on first to double up Clift. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Ambler reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ambler is walked intentionally. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. West steals second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.